Well, hello, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob, and we are beginning a new daily series today. The Jesus Stories is what we're going to call it. The Jesus Stories. And over the next 24 weekdays, less than a month, we're going to hear the stories of Jesus from Isaiah's final prophecy in the Old Testament into the New Testament with the angel Gabriel, all through Jesus's life with the disciples to the ascension. We're going to do that in 24 sessions. Amen. And we're going to take our text from an amazing book that was published in 1971 by Pearl Buck, who was a very popular writer, author of the day. And she wrote the Story Bible. And what she did was she took the Bible and turned them all in, all the major events into stories, written as stories, and then put them in sequential order. So there's no books of the Bible, gospels, chapters, verses. There's stories. And each day, we're going to hear a story that will take us deeper and deeper into the walk with Jesus. From the very beginning, with Isaiah's prophecy, to the very end, with the ascension. Now, when have you had the chance to do that in 24 sessions? Laid out for you, easy to listen to, in sequential order. Amen. And the key will be listening. These are how the stories would have been told for centuries upon centuries. This is how people learned about Jesus, from these stories. So we're going to reenact that. I'll tell you more as we go on, but we're going to begin with today's first story. And you should note that our stories on any given day might be anywhere from 3 minutes to maybe 10 minutes. Probably not any longer than that. But each story varies in length. So let's settle in. Let's open the ears of our hearts and listen as God speaks to us through the stories of Jesus. Session 1, God's promise to Israel. This would be the last prophet to prophesy about Jesus in such a mighty and strong way. These are words taken from the book of Isaiah, the prophet, the great messianic prophet. Here's the story about God's promise to Israel. Years passed into centuries. The land of the Jews became known as Palestine. Kings of many countries fought each other, and Palestine changed hands like any spoil of war. The Jews remained in their own land, sometimes suffering oppression and sometimes benefiting under the rule of their foreign rulers, but always clinging fast to Jerusalem as their holy city. The prophecies and promises of old were not forgotten. Least of all, the stirring words of the prophet Isaiah. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. Their joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the days of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And Isaiah also said this, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling, all together. And a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all of my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for a sign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. The Jews of Palestine waited for a child to be born from the stem of Jesse and David, a child who would grow in wisdom and understanding until he became known as the Prince of Peace. The end. Well, that concludes our first story, God's Promise to Israel. Tomorrow's story takes us into the New Testament. We cross that bridge, and the first story we get when we cross that bridge is of an angel named Gabriel. And by the way, if you want to go back and listen to today's, remember, we're only doing Monday through Friday, so you can listen to one a day, and then you can listen to them all together on Saturday or Sunday, however you want to do it. But what Isaiah said in that second excerpt, come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, that from the book of Isaiah, is probably the best description in the whole Bible of the kingdom of God. Go back and listen to it. And we will meet again tomorrow, and the story of Jesus will continue. Until then, have a blessed Monday. Not a manic one, a blessed one. find the silence, find the stillness, and find God. Amen.